Storm resident Ella Folk brings us our national anthem as we welcome you inside Salem Memorial Ballpark for Game 4 of this six-game set between the Fredericksburg Nationals and the Salem Red Sox. Hello, everyone. Tyler Katz with you on the call tonight, and we'll take you through our starting lineups entering today's game. First for the Fredericksburg Nationals, as written by manager Jake Lowry. Leading things off, the left fielder Elijah Nunez. Batting second and center, Christian Vaquero. Batting third, the designated hitter Elijah Green. In the cleanup spot, the first baseman Leandro Emiliani. Batting fifth, the catcher Max Romero Jr. In the sixth spot, the second baseman Gavin Dugas. Batting seventh, the third baseman John McHenry. Batting eighth, the shortstop Armando Cruz. And batting ninth, rounding out the batting order, the right fielder Jonathan Thomas. On the mound for Fredericksburg tonight, left-handed pitcher Liam Sullivan. The Red Sox, as written by manager Liam Carroll, will lead things off with the right fielder Albert Senasi-Hen, followed by the designated hitter Antonio Anderson. Lionel James, the third baseman, bats third. At cleanup, the catcher Anderson Lira. Batting fifth, the center fielder Nathaniel Uten. Batting sixth, the shortstop Marvin Alcantara. Batting seventh, the left fielder Albert Feliz. Batting eighth, the first baseman Jean-Frank Salazar, and batting ninth, the second baseman Claudio Simon. On the mound tonight, for Salem, the right-handed pitcher Christian Nunez, 0-1 on the season with a 6.75 ERA, but those numbers don't tell the story of Nunez's season. Started off scorching hot was Nunez. Started his single-A career against Augusta, pitched four innings of one-hit baseball, did not allow a run while striking out three, then got tagged on the road in Delmarva. Four innings pitched, just like his debut, but this time allowed eight hits, six runs, a walk, and two strikeouts. So it's been a tale of two starts for the Salem starter, as he now has to take on a very good Nationals offense, who didn't look so good yesterday. Only one run put up by the Nationals last night. It was unearned on just three base hits. Ready to go, first pitch, a check swing for Nunez, still called a strike. We're a couple minutes tardy on our first pitch today at 7.07 p.m. Game time conditions 86 degrees and partly cloudy. Winds are blowing out of the west-northwest at 6 miles per hour. The 0-1 floats its way into the strike zone and the count moves to no balls and two strikes. 77-mile-per-hour curveball from Nunez. It's a Nunez versus Nunez battle, Christian versus Elijah. Now the 0-2 delivery, a grounding ball back up the middle. Shortstop Alcantara is there. The throw on the first is also there. One gone here in the top of the first as Elijah Nunez grounds out the short. Winds are gusting to 16 miles per hour. Flags are blowing out to left field. It's a good day to be a right-handed batter. Well, here comes a switch hitter in Christian Vaquero. Vaquero, the center fielder, one of the top prospects in the Nationals organization. He ranks ninth. First pitch to him comes low and inside from Nunez for ball one. Christian Vaquero, batting 125 in his first series at single A. Ball taken high and in. Fredericksburg wearing gray pants with a black stripe up the side. Red belts, gray jerseys with red piping. Fredericksburg written across the front in red script with red numbers on the back. Red batting helmets and caps for Fredericksburg. 2-0 is lifted into shallow center field. In comes Nathaniel Uten. He'll reach up and make the catch. Two gone. Defensively, the Red Sox will see Albert Feliz in left, Nathaniel Uten in center, Albert Senasi-Hen over in right, Lionel James, the third baseman, Alcantara is over at short, Simon at second, Salazar at first, Nunez, the pitcher, with Lira behind the plate. Designated hitter tonight for Salem is Antonio Anderson in his second single-A start. First pitch to Elijah Green, top prospect on this Fred Nats roster currently. The foul ball hooks into the seats. Elijah Green injured for a little bit, going down to the FCL level to rehab. Looked really good there. Now the 0-1 to Green. Called a strike upstairs. Salem wearing white pants, their Marvel jerseys, navy blue sleeves, a light blue tint on the torso with Red Sox written in red across the front, navy blue numbers on the back with different Marvel characters put comic book style as almost like a watermark underneath those light blue tinted jersey tops. Red caps as well with the alternate logo. Here comes the 0-2, comes inside. Did it hit him? It did. So Elijah Green will take first base on a hit-by-pitch. The defenders of the diamond logo of Muggsy, the Red Sox mascot, jumping down, very muscular and scary. And taking on this Fredericksburg team, who until recently was the most muscular and scary team in the Carolina League. A lot of great collegiate prospects, and they still have most. First pitch inside to Leandro Emiliani, ball one. Nationals had Dylan Cruz, Andrew Pinckney, and Yoandy Morales. All three of which have since gotten called up. Cruz all the way to double A. 1-0, runner goes, swing and a foul ball back. It's strike one. Count goes even to one ball and one strike. Two outs here in the top of the first inning. We were tardy on our start by 2 minutes at 7.07 p.m. today. Fredericksburg enters this game at 56-57, 26-24 in the second half. Salem at 52-62, 22-29 in the second half. The 1-1 delivery taken upstairs, ball two. Slight lead off of first base for Elijah Green. 2-1 count to Leandro Emiliani. Now the 2-1 from Nunez comes inside and nearly hits him again. Nunez has been flirting with hitting batters and did hit Elijah Green. Emiliani yesterday going 1-for-5, had a single, came around to score the lone Fred Nats run. Three-one the count. Nunez looks down, now kicks the leg, fires, swing and a miss. The throw down won't matter regardless. That is out number three. Unless the count on the scoreboard was wrong, which it looks like it was. My apologies, it was a 3-1. Runner goes and Elijah Green steals the bag. It was called a strike, so now the count is full, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Runner at second base and Elijah Green after the stolen base. Nunez, a look back. Now fires the 3-2 grounder. That gets through the left side of the infield, past the glove of James. Into score is Elijah Green as the throw comes in from Albert Feliz. So the stolen base for Elijah Green ends up working out for the Fred Nats. Gets the opening run on the board here in the top of the first inning as Green comes home to score on a Leandro Emiliani RBI single. Brings up Max Romero Jr., the catcher drafted in 2022 out of the University of Miami. He'll wait on the first pitch from Nunez on the way upstairs for ball one. 77 mile per hour breaking ball that Uten has been favoring so far. Red Sox now with some work to do after the Nationals score at least a run here in the top of the first. 1-0 delivery too far outside, and it's a 2-0 count to Max Romero. Working the pitch count up already are the Fred Nats. 2-0 delivery to Romero. That's a called strike on the inside part of the plate. 2-1 count. For Nunez, it's pitch 18 of the inning so far. One run has scored after Elijah Green was hit by a pitch, stole second, then came around to score on the Emiliani single. 2-1 delivery, roped down the right field line, hooking and dropping in foul territory. Would have been real trouble had it gone fair. Two balls, two strikes after the long foul ball. Nunez has Romero against the ropes. We'll see what Romero can draw up here, needing to protect the plate. Foul ball, and the count remains. Last night, Frednats only managed three hits in the game, and the only run was scored on a Salem error. Two balls, two strikes, lifts the leg, fires. Romero blasts it foul, and well foul. Well hit, but well foul. Red Sox walked it off in the bottom of the ninth on a drop third strike with Thomas Schultz on the mound for Fredericksburg taking the loss. Salem got the win 2-1. Red Sox have only beaten the Frednats twice this year at Salem Memorial Ballpark, both coming in walk-off fashion in the bottom of the ninth. 2-2 fouled into the screen and the protective netting. That's the reason it's there. That was a screamer heading for the third row of seats. And we got a little battle on our hands. That's now four straight foul balls by Max Romero. That was the seventh pitch of the at-bat with the eighth pitch of the at-bat on the way. Runner at first, 2-2, two outs, 1-0 top one. The delivery is high and tight for ball three. Nope, they call it no pitch. A balk was called, so the count reverts to 2-2. Emiliani advances to second on the balk. Two balls, two strikes, the count. Eighth pitch of the at-bat on the way. It's a swing and a line drive foul into the Frednats dugout. A few Nationals ducking for cover. Nationals with only three hits last night and a run. They've got a hit and a run here in the top of the first. 2-2 taken upstairs. That's ball three on now what is the ninth pitch of the at-bat. A double-digit battle between Romero and Nunez. Double-digit at-bat. Either way, it's a great at-bat for Romero. Payoff pitch is hit in the air. The 10th pitch of the at-bat is popped up shallow center field. The shortstop Alcantara is there to make the catch and end the inning. Well, that'll do it, but the damage is done. One run will score on a hit. Our runner left on base for Fredericksburg. It's the Nationals 1. Salem coming to bat for the first time tonight when we come back on MILB TV. Welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Bottom of the first inning about to get underway. Liam Sullivan, the left-handed pitcher, a 1-0 record on the year, a 5.06 ERA. In 5 1/3 innings pitched, he's struck out 10 batters, so is averaging about 2 strikeouts per inning. An absolutely insane metric. Part of that due to the fact that he did strike out 2 per inning in his last start. against the Augusta Green Jackets. Got the no decision in three innings pitched. Did not allow a hit while walking one and struck out six. Sullivan taken out of the University of Georgia with Washington's 13th round selection. Primarily a starter for the Bulldogs, making 42 appearances and 30 starts in his career at UGA. Last season, exclusively a starter with a 5-2 record for the Bulldogs. Swing and a miss by the leadoff batter. Albertson Asihen will lead things off here in the bottom of the first. The 0-1 missing downstairs, and the count will move even to one ball and one strike. Sullivan also spending time in the prestigious Cape Cod League as well. The 1-1 swung on and missed, strike two. Spent his summer with the Harwich Mariners on the Cape, sported a 2.17 ERA in 8 appearances and 5 starts. The 1-2, Asihen takes outside, and the count moves to full. Make that even, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Called strike three on a pitch downstairs, and Asihen is retired. Brings up Antonio Anderson, the designated hitter. Red Sox third round draft pick, made his debut last night, including collecting his first single A base hit in a 1-for-4 performance. So his average column currently clocking at 250. Ball upstairs. To Anderson, he fouls it off. Antonio Anderson, the native to Atlanta, Georgia, third round pick, 83rd overall. Yesterday he went 1-for-4 with 2 strikeouts in his single A debut. A swing and a miss on a 1-1 for strike two. He was drafted out of North Atlanta High School, one of the many high schoolers drafted by the Red Sox this go-round. 1-2. Ball downstairs, and the count will move even to 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson committed to the Yellow Jackets of Georgia Tech prior to his draft selection, the same school that the very next round the Red Sox took. 2-2, grounder heading over to short, picked up by Armando Cruz. The throw to first is way over the head. He would have been safe regardless. It goes out of play, so Anderson is entitled to second base. It should be, in my opinion, a hit and an error, and it looks like the official scorer will call it a two-base error. Runner in scoring position with one out for the Red Sox. Brings up Lionel James, batting 244 so far this season. It's a two-base E6. First pitch to James, missing downstairs, ball one. Taking a look at that last play for those watching on MILB TV. Cruz saw the speed of Anderson, tried to chuck it as hard as he could, but the ball kept elevating, getting some lift from the air underneath it. Called strike to James on a pitch downstairs, and the count goes even, one ball and one strike. One delivery, a swing and a miss, strike two. One interesting thing of note today is the lack of Nizan Zanatello. He was taken out of the game in the fourth inning yesterday defensively and did not return. Well, he couldn't. The 1-2 taken upstairs, that's ball two. He is not in the starting lineup today, so don't want to speculate, but we hope that Zanatello is okay and it's just out of rest. 2-2 lifted in the sky towards second base. Gavin Dugas, the LSU product, is there to make the grab. Two away, bottom one. James pops out to second as it brings up the cleanup batter, the catcher, Anderson Lira. Lira will now try to get a base hit to drive in Anderson from second. First pitch to him is a check swing, went too far around, and it's a swing for strike one. No balls and a strike. Lira will swing and miss. And now down in the count 0-2, needing to protect the strike zone. No balls, two strikes. Runner at second. The windup and pitch by Sullivan is taken upstairs for ball one. Mention that Sullivan is averaging two strikeouts per inning. 10 strikeouts to 5 1/3 innings pitched, so really more like 1.8 strikeouts per inning. He does have a strikeout to Albertson Asihen. Pitch taken low for Lira will even the count. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Antonio Anderson stands at second. Bottom of the first inning. Fredericksburg with a 1-0 lead. The pitch from Sullivan taken too far upstairs, and the count goes full. Big opportunity here. Full count, payoff pitch. Nathaniel Uten stands on deck. 3-2, Lira fouls it off and will do it again. Anderson had a two-base error when he reached on the Armando Cruz error, 3-2, Sullivan steps off the mound. Yesterday was a good day in the Red Sox organization. Payoff pitch, hit in the air, right field, well struck, but Thomas comes in to make the catch on the run, heading towards the infield. So that ends our inning. No runs, no hits, an error, and a runner left on base. Through one inning, it's the Nationals 1, the Red Sox 0. We head to the second, coming up next on MILB TV. Welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Top of the second inning, the Fredericksburg Nationals hold a 1-0 lead over the Salem Red Sox. Red Sox have only achieved two wins this season on home turf against the Frednats. Both have come in walk-off fashion as the Frednats look to put another dub in the column. Gavin Dugas, John McHenry, and Armando Cruz do up this inning against Christian Nunez, who fires the first pitch downstairs for a called strike. Starts the count off 0-1. The 0-1 delivery comes inside. That's ball one. Well, three numbers are showing in the line score, and all of them belong to the Nationals. 1-1 delivery to Dugas, a called strike inside. One run on one hit and one error. Zeros contrasted in each column on the Salem side. One, two delivery, wind up and pitch, missing downstairs, and the count will go even to Gavin Dugas, 2-2. For Dugas, it's got to be a little difficult. College teammates with Dylan Cruz, who's now playing in Double-A Harrisburg. 2-2, Dugas takes it high for ball three. Meanwhile, Dugas himself has been struggling a tad, batting just 172 so far this season. At the Single-A level, that is. Was a spectacular player at LSU. Payoff pitch comes inside. Called strike three. Dugas can't believe it as he was walking down to first. First strikeout of the evening for Christian Nunez. It's his ninth strikeout of the season. And according to our TrackMan automatic strike zone, that one did catch the zone, so the right call was made. Our umpires today, Michael Corbett and Chris Janke. Corbett the man behind the plate, Janke in the field. First pitch to John McHenry. Seems to find the strike zone, but it's dropped by Lira, so it's a ball. McHenry, the lone Fred Nat to hit a home run this series so far. 1-0 will miss downstairs, and the count goes even. Two balls, no strikes to McHenry. Delivery comes inside, and that's ball two. Coming to you tonight from Salem, Virginia, a town where you wouldn't think it, but rich in baseball history. Dating back all the way to 1887. 3-0 to McHenry. Called a strike on the low and inside part of the plate. Professional baseball can be dated back to 1887 when Roanoke Machine Works fielded its first professional team and played through the area for the next 2 years till 1888. Foul ball by McHenry will make it a 3-2 count. Over the years, many different professional teams graced the Roanoke Valley, culminating in Salem fielding its first team in 1939. Payoff pitch comes inside, and that's ball four. John McHenry will reach on the first walk surrendered by Christian Nunez today, and it brings up the shortstop, Armando Cruz. One thing, however, that has remained constant over the past century and a half has been the passion of the fans in the Roanoke Valley ever since the Red Sox came to Salem in 2009 and have been here ever since. Ball downstairs, it's a 2-0 count to Armando Cruz. And with tonight being one of the most popular promotions of the season, the crowd is incredible. Weary and empty row. The 1-0 hit towards center field. In comes Uten. He'll glove it for out number two. Armando Cruz flies out to center. Runner at first with two away for the Fred Nats. Bottom of the order coming up. The right fielder, Jonathan Thomas. Mentioned it a couple of times this series if you've been listening in for the entirety of this Fred Nats Red Sox series. Also known as Tuta Thomas, or just Tuta, due to him being the second-born child in his family. First pitch fouled off by Thomas, strike one. It's an 0-1 count, top of the second inning. 1-0 Nationals, your score. A win today for the Fred Nats would clinch at least a series split heading into the weekend. The 0-1 delivery outside, and the count's even. One ball and one strike. A Salem win today would even the series at two apiece. The 1-1 delivery finds its way into the strike zone outside for a called strike two. That would even the series at two games apiece heading into Saturday and Sunday. This is the final time that the Fred Nats and Red Sox will meet at 7:05, where they've met for most of the season. Time called. Tomorrow in the penultimate game between these two rivals, a 6:05 first pitch. 3:05 will be the start time on Sunday afternoon. One-two delivery to Thomas. Runner goes. High pop-up foul territory. Lira, the catcher, comes over, but it's the third baseman, Lionel James, who comes in and makes the catch right in front of the Salem dugout. That ends it. It's a yard sale of equipment on the field from Lira, who's going to have to go clean up after himself. But a foul out to third base ends our inning. No runs, no hits. No errors, a runner left on base for the Fred Nats. Bottom two coming up, Hutton, Alcantara, and Feliz do up. Bottom of the second about to get underway here in Salem. Nathaniel Hutton, Marvin Alcantara, and Albert Feliz do up this inning. Nathaniel Hutton will get us started, batting .179 on the season. William Sullivan back out for his third inning of work. A high pop-up behind home plate. Romero removes the catcher's mask. We'll reach up and make the catch. One gone on one pitch as Hutton pops up to the catcher. Brings up Marvin Alcantara. He's been catching recent fire, but did not have the greatest start to his season, and his ERA is still struggling due to that fact. Batting .118. However, in his last game two nights ago, went 2-for-5 with an RBI. First pitch to Alcantara, called strike. And it wasn't just 2 days ago. Other than that, he had a 1-for-4 performance in the series opener. All things considered, he's batting 2-for-9 this series. 0-1 count, excuse me, a called strike. And the count moves to 0-2 for Alcantara. Feliz stands on deck. The 0-2 delivery to Alcantara, taken downstairs and inside. Well, as we near the month of September, which is crazy to think about. Seems like this season has flown by. We've gotten the chance to talk about a lot of different events that have grazed your television sets over the last few months. Ball upstairs, 2-2 to Alcantara. We talked about the NBA playoffs, the NHL playoffs, the World Cup. 2-2 delivery is fouled off. The count remains 2-2. Ricochets into the crowd where a fan makes a nice catch. Well, one thing that we haven't mentioned as of yet has been the Little League World Series. 2-2 delivery downstairs, that's ball 3 to Alcantara. As it currently stands, the Little League World Series is currently doing its home run derby. which, if I'm being honest, it was either not a thing before. Here comes the 3-2, called strike three downstairs. Alcantara's retired. Second strikeout for Sullivan. Well, it was either not a thing before or I had never heard of it. But the Little League Home Run Derby is taking place tonight. Albert Feliz, the left fielder, steps in. This is an infielder, but has been primarily playing in the outfield so far this season. First pitch to him inside for ball one. On the United States side of things, it's the West region versus the Southwest region. A swing and a miss for Feliz, strike one. Over in the international bracket, it's the Asia-Pacific region versus the Caribbean region. And I'll break that down, what that means, in just a second. 1-1 delivery, bouncing into the dirt, 2-1. The Southwest region over in the United States, represented by Needville, Texas, for Needville Little League. They'll rep the orange and yellow tomorrow night. 2-1, swung on and missed. Feliz down on the count, 0-2. Meanwhile, the West region for the United States bracket in blue and yellow is El Segundo, California. 2-2 to Feliz, ball three outside. Over on the international side, as we have a full count with two outs, the Asia Pacific region is represented by Toyon Chinese Taipei. Feliz calls timeout. They'll be in the beige and green tomorrow on your television sets. And then the Caribbean region, represented by Willemstad Curaçao, longtime World Series, Little League World Series powerhouses. 3-2 goes downstairs, and Feliz will draw a two-out walk. The Caribbean region in the teal and black. They'll take on the team from Chinese Taipei tomorrow night in the international championship. Winner of those games goes to the Little League Baseball World Series championship game. That'll take place on Sunday. First pitch to John Frank Salazar, shows bunt, pulls back, but it's a ball called downstairs. Called as Romero came out to have a quick conversation with Sullivan. Longest he's gone in a game was his last appearance against the Green Jackets, where he went three no-hit innings. He's yet to allow a hit to Salem today. The 1-0 delivery finds its way into the zone for strike one. Count goes even to one ball and one strike. Missing downstairs. Make that the 1-1 that now turns into a 2-1. Two balls and a strike. Sullivan the pitch upstairs, and it's ball three. Well, if you're just a general sports fan, some pretty interesting news just came across the wire about 15 minutes ago from Adam Schefter, which means you know it's NFL news. Here comes the 3-1 from Salazar. Called a strike downstairs. Counts full with two outs. San Francisco 49ers seem to be trading the former number three overall pick, Trey Lance, to the Dallas Cowboys for a fourth-round pick in exchange. Here comes the 3-2. Is lifted in the air. Left field. It's deep towards the wall. You can kiss it goodbye. John Frank Salazar gives the Red Sox the lead here in the bottom of the second. It's 2-1, Salem. .406 over the left field wall. Low launch angle at 24.5 degrees and a 98 mile per hour exit velocity. It was well struck, and then watching Elijah Nunez, you knew that thing was gone. Swing and a miss from Claudio Simone, strike one. Albert Feliz drew a two-out walk, a two-out, two-run home run for Gianfranc Salazar. Gives the Red Sox a 2-1 lead. Ball downstairs, and the count will move even to one ball and one strike. Two outs, the delivery. Simone chops it up the middle. Play at second base, the throw on to first, not in time. Gavin Dugas couldn't make the play. The Frednads infield can't believe it. And this would be a situation if challenge was available. Believe they would use it. Looked like a tie in real time, and they're on the replay for those watching on MILB TV. So Simone legs out an infield single. Time called as Romero will come out to have a conversation with Liam Sullivan. But as I was mentioning before, I was interrupted by that Salazar home run for a former number three overall NFL pick to be traded for a fourth round pick. That tells you how much stock has gone down. Justin Lord now coming out to have an official mound visit as we'll take a look at some scores around the Carolina League. Kannapolis leading Myrtle Beach 4-1, bottom of the second. In the top of the third, Augusta and Charleston are tied at two runs apiece. Fayetteville leads Down East 3-1, top of the fourth. Carolina leads Columbia 1-0, top of the third inning. Delmarva leads Lynchburg 2-1 in the bottom of the fifth to round out our Carolina League scoreboard. The good news for the Frednads and the Salem Red Sox, Delmarva leading Lynchburg. The not-so-great news, Carolina leading Columbia. Both games still relatively early. Well, that mound visit is over as we'll flip back to the top of the order. Albert Tanasi Hen struck out looking against Liam Sullivan. Will now look to go for round two. Pickoff back to first, and Simone is back in safely. He was picked off earlier today, or picked off yesterday, I should say. Runner goes, first pitch swinging. There will be no throw. Covering the bag was Dugas, but doesn't get a chance to make the play. So Simone will slide into second base with a stolen base. There's a runner now in scoring position for the Sox. Simone, big leadoff of second, and will spur Sullivan to step off the hill. That is technically one disengagement here. And that's the second disengagement of this at-bat. I look back towards second base. Sullivan cannot pick off. 0-1 is upstairs, and the count moves to one ball and one strike. I should correct myself. He can pick off, but only if he gets Simone out. If he doesn't, it becomes a disengagement violation slash a balk, and Simone takes third. 1-1 delivery is fouled off, and Asi Hen is down on the count 1-2. Salem 2, Fredericksburg 1, bottom of the second after a two-run home run from Gianfranc Salazar went 406 feet over the left field wall. Here comes the 1-2 to Asi Hen. He swings and misses, drop third strike. The throw from Romero down to first is in time to end the frame. Another strikeout. It's the third of the evening for Liam Sullivan, 2-3 to finish off the putout. Well, two-run score on two hits, and a runner left on base for Salem, but the Red Sox take the lead. It's the Red Sox 2, the Nationals 1. We'll take a short break, be back for the third next on MILB TV. welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Top of the third inning about to get underway. Elijah Nunez, former TCU Horned Frog, will lead things off for Fredericksburg against Christian Nunez. First pitch swinging over to second, gets past the jumping glove of Claudio Simone, and it's a leadoff single for Elijah Nunez. Just the second hit of the evening for the Fredericksburg Nationals. The first belonged to Leandro Emiliani on an RBI single that scored Elijah Green. For now, however, it brings up Christian Vaquero, the center fielder, ninth-ranked prospect in the Washington Nationals organization. First pitch taken upstairs. That's ball one. Christian Vaquero batting a .111, 1-for-9 in this series against the Red Sox. Ball taken outside for ball two. Lira will come out to the front of the batter's box chalk to give a few words of encouragement to Nunez before stepping back into the catcher's box. Christian Vaquero, the switch hitter, batting from the left-handed side. Two balls, no strikes, the delivery, a high pop-up, foul territory, running out of real estate as James, as he watches it sail into the concourse. Second Marvel night that the Red Sox have hosted this season. 2-1 pickoff back to first, and it was a very special occasion today. Kids, families, and just anyone who was interested could meet the Captain America and Spider-Man in the concourse before the game today. I'm sure we'll see them around the ballpark at some point. 2-1, swing and a foul ball. I just thought how gracious it was for Captain America and Spider-Man to take the day off from saving the world to come out and enjoy a baseball game here in Salem. True heroes. 2-2, Vaquero grounds it over to second base, but it's gloved by the first baseman, Salazar. He steps on the first base bag. An incredible glove by Gianfranco Salazar. And an even better move to get up and finish the play himself. The most well-deserved three unassisted you will ever see. Elijah Nunez heads up to second base on the play. So a runner in scoring position with one out for Elijah Green. The DH 0-for-0 after he was hit by a pitch in his lone plate appearance so far. First pitch to Green, lifted in the air, right center field, but it's the center fielder in Nathaniel Uten there. Tagging up and heading for third is Nunez. The throw will come in, and just beating the throw is Nunez on the fly out to center. So Nunez singled, advances second on a ground out to first from Christian Vaquero. Now advances on a third on a fly out to center from Elijah Green. Runner 90 feet away for the Nationals. It's the tying run as the Red Sox lead 2-1 here in the top of the third. The batter is Leandro Emiliani, who entering this inning was the only National with a base hit. First pitch to Emiliani. In there for a called strike. 91 mile per hour fastball hitting the inside part of the zone for the left-handed hitting Emiliani. One delivery downstairs, ball one. And I'd have to ask now Ben Carlton, who's the secondary broadcaster over in Fredericksburg, filling in for their main voice of the Frednats, Eric Bach, over on the Frednats Baseball Network, what Emiliani's walk-up song is, because I have a suggestion. The 1-1, call the strike right at the letters, 1-2. You know that song, I forget who sings it, and I forget the title, which I know is very inconvenient, but it goes like a milli, a milli. Well, for Leandro Emiliani, I feel like it could fit really well. 1-2 to Emiliani. Inside taken for ball two. And it's called a Millie, and it's by Little Wayne. Probably should have pieced that one together. That's on me. It was released in 2008, too. Yeah, that's on me. Here comes the 2-2, grounded foul up the first base side. No, that's called a fair ball. Salazar now steps on first. It looked like it was going to hook. Foul took a weird spin and stayed in fair territory. And Emiliani didn't even try running to first. He thought the same thing I did. No runs on a hit and a runner left on base for the Fredericksburg Nationals. Middle of the third inning, it's Salem 2, Fredericksburg 1 on MILB TV. Welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Bottom of the third inning, heart of the Red Sox batting order, taking on Liam Sullivan. First pitch swing in goes Antonio Anderson. Foul territory playable for the first baseman Emiliani, but it goes much further than he anticipated, and it drops in no man's land. Anderson, the designated hitter, reached on a two-base error by the shortstop Armando Cruz back in the first inning. Unfortunately for the Red Sox, left him stranded there. The 0-1 to Anderson, missing downstairs, and that's ball one. One ball, one strike. First batter of the bottom of the third, Salem holding a 2-1 lead. Sullivan sets, fires, ground ball foul. Anderson, a switch hitter, batting from the right-handed side against the left-handed throwing Liam Sullivan. One for 4 day yesterday. Ground ball heading over to short. Armando Cruz has a chance for redemption. The throw into first this time gets him. So Antonio Anderson grounds the ball to shortstop twice. Armando Cruz said, "Fool me once, shame on me, but you're not going to fool me twice." Guns him out on the second time he grounds it to Cruz, as it brings up Lionel James with one out and nobody on. James 0-for-1 today as he takes the first pitch ball outside. He popped out to second base to Gavin Dugas back in the first. The 1-0, popped foul. Heading over to the concourse where it will land on the concrete and bounce into the crowd. I know a lot of people are excited for football season to come back, ball downstairs. And as a matter of fact, straight behind home plate sits the Salem football field, where Salem High School plays its games. The Spartans called strike downstairs. Well, get this. For the This is the only time this season where the Red Sox and the Salem Spartans have a game on the same day. 2-2 delivery. Popped up second base yet again. Dugas comes in, but it gives it up to the first baseman, Emiliani. Pop out to first. Two pop outs for James as it brings up Lira. Salem Football Stadium, one of the largest stadiums in the state, built in 1985, 10 years prior to Salem Memorial Ballpark being built, and seats around 7,200 people. First pitch, swing and a miss for strike one. Well, you might think it's just a large high school field, but not necessarily. Here comes the 0-1 to Lira. He swings and misses for strike two. Salem Stadium was also home for the Stag Bowl from 1993 to 2017. Now, you might be asking yourself, what is the Stag Bowl? The 0-2 delivery downstairs. It's a 1-2 to Lira. Nobody on. 1-2 count, two outs, 2-1 Salem, bottom three. Well, the Stag Bowl is the NCAA Division III National Championship. So from 1993 to 2017, the D3 National Championship took place right here in Salem. The 1-2 loops down and below the zone, 2-2 count. And beginning next season in 2024, there's a fly ball by Lira, hit well towards right field, but Thomas is there to make the catch. Well, I'll let you know what's coming up in 2024. Some exciting news for the Roanoke Valley coming up next season. More information on that when we come back to the fourth inning. For now, no runs, no hits, nobody left on base. We're through a third of our ball game tonight. It's Salem 2, Fredericksburg 1 on MILB TV. We welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. A call to the bullpen here before the top of the fourth inning. Taking the mound, Garrett Ramsey in his Salem Memorial Ballpark debut. The first pitch to Max Romero Jr. falls downstairs for a ball downstairs. Tyler Katz joined alongside a special guest for the fourth inning. We welcome in Mike for Strikes for Tykes. Mike, thanks for joining us this inning.
Thanks, Tyler. Really appreciate it. Love coming up here.
Well, the new pitcher for the Red Sox, and you were telling me earlier that you're hoping for a lot of strikeouts from Garrett Ramsey right now.
We are. It's been, we've only got one for the game tonight, but Salem's been actually hammering the zone the last six games here. So, I guess it was bound to break at some point.
That's a 2-1 count to Romero, but he'll take ball three outside now. This is your second visit out here to
third.
Third visit out here.
Yeah, we were here in April, and we were here on the last series with Augusta. And we came out, we were supposed to be here in June for the Carilion Picnic, which got delayed because of all the rain, and that's actually going to take place on Sunday. So we're going to be proudly presenting Carilion with a check on Sunday during their picnic from the 2022 pledge campaign. And we're wrapping up the 2023 pledge campaign right now. The team's right now 554 strikeouts. We were on pace for 650, but we lost a couple of games due to the weather, so hopefully we'll be over 600.
Well, Max Romero draws the walk. Gavin Dugas, the next batter, will take a ball downstairs. He's struck out looking the last time up. So far, the only strikeout victim for Salem. And he'll ground one. This could turn two. Alcantara to Simon, but he can't glove it. It will roll into right field, and taking third base is Romero. Runners at the corners now for John McHenry.
That's going to be an error.
Yeah, the errors have plagued Salem so far this season. An error yesterday caused the only run to come home yesterday, but you know, Mike, you pick a great time to come out to the ballpark, one of the best crowds we've seen here in Salem so far this year, and it's really awesome to see the community come out to the ballpark like this.
A lot of young families this evening. We saw that down on the concourse. I'm gathering the Marvel uniforms have a little bit to do with that. We got Captain America and Spider-Man walking the concourse right now.
Runner goes on a throw down. The tag is not made, and it's a stolen base for Gavin Dugas. Two in scoring position for John McHenry.
But, yeah, you're absolutely right, Tyler. This is a great crowd tonight. And considering we've got a high school football game right next door, I'm still happy, very happy to see a lot of fans out here this evening.
Yeah, Salem High School taking place right behind us. A 1-0 count comes inside. And first quarter, it seems like the Red Sox may have taken a lot of the ticket draw from the Salem home opener. A lot of fans in attendance tonight.
And the football stadium is packed as well.
A 2-0 ball outside for ball three. Well, it's 7-0. Salem is currently trailing right behind us. I haven't been able to get out and check the crowd, but it seems like the entire city of Salem has popped out to the athletic complex today. A called strike will make it a 3-1. Well, I think one of the best parts of this game so far today was that reaction as the 3-1 finds the zone to that Gianfranco Salazar home run. I mean, it got pretty deafening in here when Salem took the lead in the second.
It did, and that ball got out of here quickly. Really nice to see that as well. This is a tough ballpark to hit a ball out of.
A high wall, 4-0-1 to dead center, a foul ball. 3-2 with a count to McHenry on the ropes, and strikeout here could be pretty big for the Red Sox with runners at second and third and nobody out. But it's flared into center field, loved by Alcantara, the shortstop. There's one out on a line out to short, and there's one gone here in the inning as it brings up Armando Cruz. Well, I want to give you the opportunity to expand upon not necessarily what the book cover is of the book of your organization, but what's the deeper meaning and what's the overall end goal for your organization, what you're looking to do?
So the deeper meaning, this is something that my parents started up in the American Association. It was back in the Northern League at the time. They started the program called Case for Kids because they wanted to make sure that every child had an opportunity to see a ball game. Those who were less privileged got the opportunity to get toys at Christmas or were able to get the medicines they needed if they were hospital bound and things like that. And they were working with one team in their hometown, Winnipeg Gold Eyes, up north of the border. Excuse me. And since it was founded about 25 years ago, they've raised well over $250,000, and the Winnipeg Field of Dreams Foundation has raised well over $1 million. So we decided to bring it south of the border, and we've been working with Salem since 2019, to do the same thing. And Salem has always picked Carilion Children's as their charity. So it's been a great mix. It's been a really good partnership. And our overall goal is just to get fans to engage and pledge pennies, one penny, two pennies per strikeout over the course of the season. If we can get 1,000 fans to do that, we can make a little bit of money for the Carilion Children's and for their research. It's always a good cause. It's local dollars staying in the community with the Red Sox acting as the catalyst by throwing the strikeouts.
Well, 2-2, looking for a strikeout here to Armando Cruz. One out in the inning, came on a line out, the 2-2. And a high fly ball, foul territory. Salazar underneath it and will reach up to make the catch. Two gone. This could be a big opportunity for the Red Sox to get out of the inning. Started with two runners in scoring position on a bad error by Alcantara over at short that put runners at second and third. Now with a line out and a pop out, all you need to do is get the batter out, you're out of the inning.
Yeah, and that was a tough pop out at this time of day. I mean, it's a darker sky right now. And that was above the lights.
First pitch to Thomas. Takes it downstairs, 4-1.
That was a strike. He actually swung at that.
Oh, excuse me. He swung.
That was a check swing.
My apologies. Now, you talk about how Salem has been picking up the strikeout numbers recently. Taking a look at the last three games, 15 last night, 14 two nights ago, and 11 in the series opener. So double-digit strikeouts each of the three nights of this series so far.
They were able to do the same thing in their last home series with Augusta as well. They're throwing the ball well right now. They're hitting their spots, and we've got a lot of guys coming up from the Complex League that are making their debuts in Salem right now. And once they get their footing under them, they're going to be right there and moving straight up to Greenville and Portland.
1-1 flared off foul. That's strike number two. Could get out of the inning with a big strikeout here. Well, Garrett Ramsey, one of those members of the FCL team that was just recently called up, the native to Jackson, Mississippi, making his Salem ballpark debut. He had four strikeouts in an inning and two-thirds, so four of the five outs he recorded in his last outing were strikeouts. And the 1-2 to Jonathan Thomas is popped up. Again, tough play behind home plate. Lira finds it and gloves it. Two pop-outs will get the Red Sox out of a bit of a jam here in the top of the fourth. Well, the bottom of the fourth coming up, and Salem looking to add on to a 2-1 lead. We'll be back with Mike from Strikes for Tykes when we come back on MILB TV. Bottom of the fourth inning, we'll see the Red Sox come back up to bat. Nathaniel Uten, Marvin Alcantara, and Albert Feliz will be due up this inning. We talk about it every game, Albert Feliz, that power hitter, looking to do some more damage today. He was actually driven in by a home run that gave the Red Sox the lead. As we welcome you back in here, Tyler Katz joined once again with Mike from Strikes for Tykes back here for the bottom of the fourth inning. Now, I know we were rooting for some Salem strikeouts in the top of the fourth. It didn't end up happening with two in a row pop-outs in foul territory with two strikes on the count. But from a game perspective, the Red Sox will certainly take it, getting out of the jam with two in scoring position. Uten takes the first pitch downstairs for ball one. As well, a pitching change coming here. Pedro Gonzalez comes in for Fredericksburg.
Yeah, you know, at the end of the day, everything balances out anyway. I mean, we've already had, 40 strikeouts this series. So, you know, we have an off night, we have an off night.
1-0 ball downstairs, and it's a 2-0 count to Nathaniel Uten.
Gives us an opportunity to watch the Red Sox show some leather as well.
And the defensive plays, only one error so far, but other than that, flashing the leather really well. As the 2-0 becomes a 2-1 on a called strike to Nathaniel Uten. 3-1, chopper heading over towards first, picked up by Emiliani. The throw onto the pitcher will not be in time, and a solid infield single there for Nathaniel Uten. Good way to start the inning.
So as I was saying earlier, on Sunday, Carilion Clinic is having their employee picnic here, their annual picnic. That got rained out back in June, but if listeners are around and want to stop by the ballpark, we will be presenting their check to them around the third inning or so out on the field. So really looking forward to it. It's going to be an exciting day for everybody involved. And
runner goes on a foul ball. And just making sure, you said that was on Sunday afternoon, right?
Sunday afternoon, and then we only have one series left after that, so we're going to try to ramp up the donations and the sponsorships for the rest of the season, and then get the invoices out in early October.
0-1 delivery. Called a strike to Marvin Alcantara. I was mentioning, and we were talking about how tonight being Marvel night, not a lot of fans that will come out to the ballpark. I think I see Captain America and Spider-Man hanging out over the first base side. Pickoff and safe is Uten.
Yeah, they're down there. They're engaging with the fans. This is great.
Yeah.
The uniforms, the auction jerseys look great as well. I think they're a lot better than last year's. They did a good job with their auction jerseys for all their special events this year.
Well, a pickoff error by Gonzalez will allow Uten to take second base. He wants three as it's a slow roller into right field. Second error of the night for the Nationals. And again, the Red Sox faithful are treating Nathaniel Uten to a round of applause as he goes from first to third on a Fred Knapp mistake.
Mistakes are actually making this a really interesting game.
Well, it's the third error combined. Three errors in this game, three runs in this game, five hits combined. Marvin Alcantara down in the count, however, 0-2. 0-2 ball upstairs for ball one. Now, the last two times you were here, you were talking with my usual broadcast partner, Giovanni Heater. He's back in Blacksburg, having to work a volleyball match tonight. But I know we were talking between innings about your former time as a minor league umpire and what happened a couple of nights ago with Kevin Rodriguez of Fredericksburg being tossed after a long home run by Justinson Garcia. 1-2, ball comes inside for ball two. So I guess the question I have for you is what is the trigger on tossing somebody versus not?
Usually you're looking for intent. I mean, that was a long home run, and then there was a
chopping ground ball to third. Nobody moves. The throw into first is in time.
The very next pitch is coming at somebody's head or coming behind somebody. You're basically looking at intent right there, and that's not even a warning. That's an automatic ejection. If they're throwing in and tight and you think it might be happening as an umpire, you can put warnings out there for both teams. But if you see something with intent, it's an automatic ejection. And right after a long home run like that, or right after an opponent shows up the other team, if something comes in that close, it's probably intentional.
Swing and a bouncing ball over to the pitcher. The throw comes home. The tag is not in time. And there's another run for the Red Sox. Nathaniel Uten crosses home plate, and it's the Red Sox 3, the Nationals 1.
That was the only play he had as well. He wasn't getting him to first base.
Well, either way, everybody's safe for Gianfranc Salazar, who hit the home run back in the second inning. And we were talking about it in the top of the first, but just how electric this crowd got. The second that that ball hit the bat, there's a grounder to short, picked up by Cruz onto Dugas, over to Emiliani, and a double play will end the inning. Red Sox do get a run, however. It's 3-1. Salem in front as we head to the fifth inning. Coming up next on MILB TV.
So I never saw the pitch.
We welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Top of the fifth inning, and Fredericksburg finds itself in a hole. Down 3-1 entering the top of the fifth. First pitch port to Elijah Nunez downstairs for ball one. Tyler Katz once again joined with Mike from Strikes for Tykes. And Mike, we were cut off by a double play last inning. But a 1-0 count fouled off for strike one, but I was mentioning the crowd again and just how raucous it got for that long shot towards left.
You always want to see action. Any ball that's heading into the outfield with a little bit of mustard on it, you're going to hear it from the crowd.
Ball outside, and it's a 2-1 count. Well, these teams know each other, and I was mentioning earlier in the ball game, Salem has won twice this season at home against Fredericksburg, both being walk-off wins, as there's a called strike downstairs. So a lot of fireworks between these two teams here in Salem when Salem is able to get a couple of walk-off wins against their in-state foes.
Yeah, and last night I know ended with a drop third strike and a play at first base, and I saw the video, and he was definitely safe. So it was a good call by Mr. Corbett on the plate tonight.
2-2, swung on and missed, and there's a strikeout, second of the night. So we were waiting last inning. We got close. I think three of the five batters that came up had a two-strike count last inning, and we finally get the punch out on a strike three swinging to Elijah Nunez.
Yeah, we're up to a magical two this evening.
First pitch upstairs for ball one. It was interesting last night, Yordany Monegro with eight strikeouts to start things off. Then two innings of relief for both Nathaniel Cruz and Jonathan Brand, who both collected Brand collected three, Cruz with four, to get Salem up to 15 last night. The 2-0 to Christian Vaquero. Big swing and a miss. Vaquero in his first single A series, I should say, 1-for-10 this series, so that average on the scoreboard showing an even 100.
Did he just come up from Florida as well?
He did, from West Palm Beach, home of the FCL Nationals. I was mentioning earlier how Salem missed out on seeing Dylan Cruz in town and Andrew Pinckney, Yo-Yo Morales, all Nationals prospects who were called up, and Cruz ended up going all the way to Double-A Harrisburg as Vaquero draws the walk.
Yeah, his first game up there, he performed as well, so he's staying hot. I saw that box score with the Harrisburg Senators. It's interesting. Salem has seen both Cruz because they saw him in Fredericksburg, but they also saw Holiday with Delmarva before he went up the Bowie earlier this year.
So at opening day against him.
Opening day, so they've seen the number one and the number four prospect this year.
Downstairs pitch, a 1-0 count, and a lot of great names have come here through Salem, not necessarily even this season. We have posters in the booth here of time Mookie Betts, Jackie Bradley Jr. spent here in Salem.
Well, that 2013 team was impressive.
1-0 downstairs, and it's a 2-0 count. Still talked about today.
It's great, yeah, because Betts has already won one MVP, and there's not a doubt that he'll probably win another before his career's over.
Ball three comes
Bogarts
inside.
Was also on that. Oh, I'm sorry, I interrupted.
All good. Runner slides into second base, and Christian Vaquero on the pass ball.
Xander Bogarts was on that 13 team as well, I believe.
I mean, that was a stacked lineup for Salem in just their fourth season as a Red Sox affiliate. Really cemented the Red Sox fandom here in the Roanoke Valley.
It still looks like a great partnership.
2-0 called strike on the outside part of the plate, and make it a 3-1 count now.
And like we've talked about before, every single Red Sox affiliate has a huge fence somewhere. Straight from the Florida League, the Complex League, all the way through to the Wersox up in Worcester.
3-1 was hit well, but foul, and it's strike two. Full count now to Elijah Green. But yeah, you have the Green Monsters in left field in Greenville and Portland, and then I think it switches over to right field in for the Wersox.
But I believe you're right, yes. And then here it's just
big. Everywhere.
Everywhere. Yep. And they set it up at JetBlue Stadium down in Florida as well, where the Red Sox have spring training.
3-2 fouled off. We'll do it again. Well, I just wanted to pull up the Harrisburg Senators box score. And Dylan Cruz, as you mentioned already, performing 1-for-3 with a double today against the Fightin' Phils. So maybe Salem dodged a bullet not having to see him again.
I was told he swings at a lot of first pitches.
3-2, lined over. That could turn two, but it won't. Safe at second is Christian Vaquero. But another line out. Great glove there by Claudio Simon as Elijah Green has retired, two outs.
It's a heck of an effort by Simon as well, trying to get back to second base with a double up.
But Dylan Cruz in his time at single A, tore it up for the Fred Nats. I want to say he ended his time with 5 home runs in
17 games.
Set you about, yeah.
Yeah.
First pitch upstairs for a ball. He had a 5-hit, 2-home-run performance against Lynchburg. He was too good for this level, and there's a reason he's in Harrisburg instead of Wilmington right now. 1-0 is flared over into center field. That's going to drop. Emiliani has an RBI single. Is in to score is Christian Vaquero. And the Frednats have chopped into the deficit. It's now the Red Sox 3 and the Nationals 2. Well, it's always fun when you have one-run games, and the Frednats are making it interesting, pulling back within one.
This has been well played, even with the errors. It's exciting. Ball's in play a lot tonight. So there's plenty of opportunities out there.
Both teams committed one error last night. Swing and a miss for strike one. As a matter of fact, Fredericksburg's only run in the top of the fourth came off the Salem error. The only run last night came unearned. And cause for those fireworks on the drop third strike last night to walk it off as Romero pops it up. That should do it here in the inning as the shortstop Alcantara gloves it to end it. Well, Mike, thanks for joining us. Any parting words before we let you go?
No, just hopefully we'll see people on Sunday, and come on out and support the Salem Red Sox. Really appreciate being up here, and I'll probably be up tomorrow with you and Giovanni again, and definitely coming up on Sunday.
All right, sounds good. Well, we'll see you then.
Thank you.
Until then, bottom of the fifth coming up next on MILB TV. We thank Mike from Strikes for Tykes for joining us through the fourth and top of the fifth innings as we now head here to the bottom of the fifth. Salem leading by a run. First pitch is a called strike to Claudio Simon, the La Romana Dominican Republic native. The 0-1 delivery, a ball downstairs. Last inning ended when Gianfranc Salazar grounded into a 6-4-3 double play. Wind up and pitch by Pedro Gonzalez. Rope the opposite way, right field. That drops in for a base hit. Simone's getting greedy, heading for second, but pumps the brakes on the throw into the second base bag and will be content with a leadoff single. Back to the top of the order for Albert Zanasi. Hen, he's 0 for 2 with two strikeouts. First pitch downstairs, skips away. Heading up towards second base is Claudio Simon. He's thinking about three, but will stop at second. Simon spent a little bit of time here in Salem before being sent down to the Florida Complex League again. Since he's returned, the aggression on the base paths is nearly unmatched. He's been dancing over at second, stealing bases left and right. 1-0 to Ossie Henn, grounded back up the middle, glove by Gonzalez. The flip will go into first, and it gets away. In the score is Claudio Simon. It's now 4-2. Taking second is Ossie Henn. He wants three and will pull into third, standing up. The third error of the night for the Fred Nats causes a run to score, and Albert Zanasi had to get all the way up to third base. It's now the Red Sox 4, the Fred Nats 2. Brings up Antonio Anderson, 0 for 2 today. First pitch to him, a fastball missing downstairs for ball one. Pedro Gonzalez came into the ballgame in the top of the fourth, has allowed now two runs to score. The 1-0 chopped foul. So Albert Zanasi Henn is credited with reaching on a fielding error, so no base hit. The 1-1 to Anderson outside 2-1. So it's going to wind up as a three-base error. Ground ball foul up the first baseline. Claudio Simone singled to lead off the inning, then came around to score. Three errors on the night for the Fred Nats. 2-2 delivery. Missing downstairs for ball one. Well, was mentioning earlier that Salem Football Stadium, which sits right behind the press box and home plate here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, is the 2-2. Lifted in the left field gap. This is extra bases for the first time in his single-A career for Antonio Anderson. Scoring easily is Ossie Henn. Anderson, once third, will slide in and is tagged out heading for third, but it's an RBI double nonetheless. Anderson doubles, tags out, heading for third on the throw. It does score Albertson Ossie Henn. So it's the first single A RBI for Antonio Anderson, and the dugout will take the baseball. Another run scores for Salem. Make it 5-2, Red Sox in front. Check swing on a pitch inside. Bases are now empty for Lionel James with one out. It's a 1-0 count to the Red Sox third baseman. The pitch from Gonzalez also inside for ball two. And I was mentioning that it's not just a game or a stadium for Salem High School. 2-0 called strike. Mentioned how it was the home of the D3 National Championship from 1993 to 2017. And starting next season, ball upstairs, high and tight, ball three, the Division III Roanoke College Maroons here in Salem will begin to have a football team. 3-1 to James, called strike downstairs, and it's a 3-2 now to James. We'll take a flash over at what's happening at the football stadium behind us. 3-1 foul, strike two. The Liberty Christian Bulldogs out of Lynchburg, Virginia, are leading Salem High School 14-6 with about 12 minutes left in the second quarter. 3-2 is fouled off. Most recently, a 3-yard touchdown run by Salem's Lewis. The extra point was blocked to make it 14-6. 3-2 is swung on and missed. That's strike three, and Lionel James will go down on strikes. First strikeout for Pedro Gonzalez. Brings up Enderso Lira. First pitch. Way downstairs into the dirt, ball one. A swing and a well-hit ball towards left field. Nunez dives out and makes a nice glove. Flash of the leather there for Elijah Nunez. Prospect out of Texas Christian or TCU. That ends the frame. Not before two runs score, however. Two hits, an error, and nobody left on base for Salem. It's now 5-2, Red Sox in front of the Fred Nats as we head to the sixth inning next on MILB TV. Kevin Dugas leads things off as we welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark, top of the sixth inning. And a call to the bullpen for the Salem Red Sox. We'll now see Connor Butler enter the game for the second time this series, ball high and away. Butler in his last outing pitched an inning, allowed five walks. A run, but the silver lining was no base hits. The 1-0 taken upstairs for ball two. Duo delivery, big swing and a miss there from Gavin Dugas, strike one. Could be a big opportunity for Connor Butler to show why he got the call up from the FCL. There's a big called strike. Against a great Nationals prospect and Gavin Dugas. Ball taken downstairs and the count will move full to the Fred Nats second baseman. Three balls and two strikes. So a 3-2 count. Huge opportunity here. The pitch from Butler called strike three. Well, Mike, our guest from Strikes for Dykes, will be happy about that strikeout call. And there's one away in the inning with the strikeout. For ball one. A 1-0 count to McHenry. He hit his second home run of the season earlier this series. Pitch is taken for ball two. So he starts off his count well ahead. Two balls and two strikes. The opportunity to jump ahead. Ball downstairs. The count now moves to three balls and no strikes. Connor Butler already got a called strike three against Gavin Dugas. Now taking on John McHenry, but it's a four-pitch walk to him. Second runner of the inning gets aboard. Up Armando Cruz. He's 0 for 2 today with a pop out in foul territory to first base and a fly out to center field. First pitch to him in there for a called strike. Let's get you caught up on what the previous Red Sox pitchers have done before Connor Butler. The 0-1 delivery taken inside and low, ball one. Christian Nunez started the ball game off. He pitched three innings, allowed two hits, a run, walking one and striking out one. Garrett Ramsey then came in and pitched the next two. He allowed a hit, a run, two walks, and a strikeout. We're now at Connor Butler. 1-1 is a swing and a high, deep drive right field. Ossie Henn goes back in front of the warning track and makes the catch. Armando Cruz is retired on a flyout to right as it now brings up Jonathan Thomas. Sirens blare of a fire truck passing by the Salem Civic Center on Electric Road over the right field wall. Top of the sixth inning, 5-2, your score. Salem in front of Fredericksburg. Top of the sixth comes inside and hits Jonathan Thomas. So Butler hits Thomas, who had fouled out twice today. John McHenry pushed up to second on the hit by pitch. Runners at first and second, back to the top of the order for Elijah Nunez. Decent chance for the Fred Nats with a runner in scoring position. So far today, Fred Nats 2-for-9 with runners in scoring position. A ball goes upstairs for ball one. That occurred in the first inning. Leandro Emiliani singled to score Elijah Green. That also occurred in the fifth inning when Leandro Emiliani singled to score Christian Vaccaro. Emiliani with both RBIs for the Fred Nats so far today. 1-0, ball taken upstairs, and it's a 2-0 count. Five to two, Salem leads top of the sixth inning. Fredericksburg has brought the tying run to the plate. The 2-0 to Nunez taken high and tight, ball three, and Butler's starting to lose control. 17 pitches, only five have gone for strikes. Connor Butler with an ERA this season of 4.15. 3-0 delivery right down Main Street. That get me over pitch. Fastball low and away for the left-handed hitting Elijah Nunez. Well, some news from the Red Sox organization that involves Salem. After the 3-1 to Nunez, taken upstairs for a called strike two. Fastball high in the zone. Peyton Mullins, the 12th round draft pick out of Gallatin, Tennessee, has been called up to Salem after rehabbing in Florida for the entire season. 3-2 taken well upstairs in the count. Well, there's no count anymore. It's ball four. Up to second goes Thomas. To third goes John McHenry, and the bases will be loaded for Christian Vaccaro, who's 0 for 2 today. Jason Blanton, the pitching coach, will come to have a quick conversation. Scoreboard update from around the Carolina League. No final scores as of yet. Kannapolis leads Myrtle Beach 5-4, top six. Bottom six in Augusta, Charleston 5, Augusta 2. Top of the seventh over in Kinston, Fayetteville 3, Down East 3. Tie game in Zebulon, home of the Carolina Mudcats. It's Columbia 2 and Carolina 2. And rounding out our Carolina League scoreboard, bottom of the ninth over in Lynchburg, it's Delmarva 4 and Lynchburg 1. Bases are loaded full of Fred Nats. Nunez at first, Thomas at second, McHenry at third, Christian Vaccaro the batter, who's 0 for 2, 1 for 10 in his first single-A series. First pitch fouled off, strike one. Red Sox have out-hit the Fred Nats so far today, 5-3. 5-2 on the scoreboard. The 0-1 to Vaccaro. Swing and a miss on a ball that trickles towards the pitcher's mound. Coming out to retrieve it is Lira without the runner taken off. No one was covering home, but the ball was too close for it to be worth it for McHenry to try, especially with two outs in the inning. Time called. Batter timeout used by Christian Vaccaro, the center fielder. He flew out to center field, grounded out to first, unassisted in the third, and then walked in his most recent at-bat in the fifth. Or plate appearance, I should say. 0-2 to Vaccaro, way over the head. It bounces over Lira's head. Wild pitch from Connor Butler scores a run for the Fred Nats, brings the game within two runs. It's now 5-3 Salem. Pitch just sailed. Maybe two Christian Vaccaros over his head. Runners are now at second and third with the run scoring. 1-2 to Vaccaro with two away. The delivery to Vaquero, he'll swing and foul it off into Lira's thigh. He's clearly in a bit of discomfort as he throws the mask down and will walk up the first baseline. Fredericksburg has now scored a run in the first, fifth, and now here in the sixth inning. A little update from what's going on at the football stadium directly behind us here in the press box. Touchdown Salem with 5 minutes and 8 seconds left in the second quarter. The Salem Spartans are now tied with the Liberty Christian Bulldogs 14-all. Went for a two-point conversion after the extra point was blocked back in the first Salem touchdown. 1-2 to Vaquero, ball downstairs. It's a called third strike. The throw down to first base. Did he get him? He did, and that gets him out of the inning. Lira thought it was a ball. Instead, it was strike three. The throw down to first base gets him and ends the inning. Only one run for the Frednats here at the top of the sixth. It's now the Red Sox 5, the Nationals 3, as we head to the bottom of the sixth inning next on MILB TV. Nathaniel Uten will lead things off for us here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Tyler Katz with you on the call on MILB TV. Broadcast partner, typically Giovanni Heater, is out today over in Blacksburg calling Virginia Tech volleyball, of all things. Ball inside, it's a 1-0 count to Nathaniel Uten. Well, that game ended. For those who are interested in that score, Virginia Tech swept Quinnipiac. As Uten flies a ball towards right field, Thomas is underneath it and will make the pinch. One gone. Winnipeg Bobcats swept him in three sets. Brings up Marvin Alcantara, who's 0 for 2 today. Forgot to mention, top of the inning, or beginning of this half inning, I should say, Fredericksburg had a call to the bullpen. Bubba Hall now comes into the game. Will be making his second appearance of the series. First pitch to Alcantara downstairs, called a strike, however. Bubba Hall, the right-handed arm out of Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, signed on as a free agent in 2022, a ball high and tight, evens the count 1-1. Hall got the hold back on the 22nd against Salem, pitched two innings, allowed no hits, walking one and striking out two. The 1-1 called strike, and it's strike two. Interestingly enough, we have not seen a number of Fredericksburg arms out of the bullpen, most notably Mason Denneberg. 1-2 popped up, flared foul, and hooking into the crowd. Fan lets it slip through his hands as it rolls into the concourse. And oddly enough, Denneberg, I believe, is the only one we haven't seen this series yet. 1-2 delivery, high pop-up. Underneath it, the second baseman, Dugas, camps there and waits for the first second out of the inning. My apologies. Brings up Albert Feliz. He is 0 for 1 today. He walked and reached on a fielder's choice, coming around to score earlier tonight. We'll give you an update from what's going on at the top of the organization in Boston. Swing and a foul ball, strike one for Albert Feliz. The Boston Red Sox taking on the Los Angeles Dodgers tonight. Dodgers and Red Sox tied at 3. And the game-tying single, here comes the 0-1 downstairs. The game-tying single came from who else but Kike Hernandez, who the Red Sox traded to the Dodgers earlier this season, right before the trade deadline. It's an RBI single for Kike. Ball downstairs, and it's a 2-1. Two balls and a strike. Feliz waits on the offer. Takes it inside for a called strike. Gianfranco Salazar stands on deck. Should Feliz reach, there's nobody on with two outs. Two balls, two strikes. Lifts the leg as Hall and fires on a foul ball hooking into the seats. Hits off one of the windows, and that sounded like a crack, but I don't believe so. And the person in the box tosses it down into the concourse, and unless my eyes deceive me, as the 2-2 hit in the air deep right field, underneath it, the right fielder in Jonathan Thomas. He makes the catch for the third out, but I believe that was Red Sox president of operations, Chaim Bloom, who was in the owner's suite and tossed the ball down to the fans underneath. Pretty cool moment here in Salem as we head to the seventh inning next. It's the Red Sox 5 and the Nationals 3 here on MILB TV. Welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Tyler Katz with you on the call. Elijah Green will lead things off. One of the best prospects in the Nationals organization, expected to be playing in Washington sometime soon. First pitch way upstairs. And Connor Butler was wild last inning, was able to get out of it with some timely strikes, but a wild pitch with nobody aboard starts off the Green at bat 1-0. The 1-0 ball upstairs. 9 p.m. Friday night lights here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, and some Friday night lights going on behind us at Salem Football Stadium, home of the Salem High School Spartans. 2-0 taken inside for ball 3. An update from over there. Minute and 12 seconds remain in the first half between Salem High School and Liberty Christian. ball four upstairs as a four-pitch walk to Elijah Green. Third walk surrendered by Butler today, as it now brings up Leandro Emiliani, who's 2-for-3 today with a pair of RBI. Liberty Christian just received the ball with a minute and change left after Salem turned it over on downs. First pitch to Emiliani, a called strike on the outside part of the plate. The 0-1 delivery taken upstairs, that's ball one. One ball and one strike. Count to Leandro Emiliani. Elijah Green stands at first base. Tying run is at the plate for Fredericksburg here in the top of the seventh. Our score 5-3. Red Sox runner goes. The throw down by Lira. Got him! Elijah Green tagged out, heading for second base. Gunned him. And there's one gone with nobody on. Elijah Green chopped down by Anderson Lira. Great tag made there by Marvin Alcantara. Just knew exactly where to put the glove to tag Green on the helmet. 2-1, called a strike upstairs. Lira hands the ball back to the bat boy, who retreats to the Fredericksburg dugout on the first base side. Two-two, lift and deliver, ball upstairs and skips past the glove of Lira, and that's now why that Elijah Green caught stealing is so huge. That's a wild pitch or a pass ball that would then allow Green to advance another bag. Instead, he was out on a great Lira throw. Payoff pitch, outside ball four. And again, the Fred Nats kind of shooting themselves in the foot here. It's back-to-back walks, but only one runner to show for it after Green was caught stealing. Now Emiliani's aboard for Max Romero Jr., who is 0-for-2 today. Walked and has popped out twice to the shortstop Marvin Alcantara. First pitch way upstairs. Lira doing a nice job of climbing to his feet quickly to haul it in. Delivery, called a strike on the outside part of the plate, 1-1 count to Romero. Well, I feel the need to relay the message of what's going on at our next door neighbor. I mean, quite literally, you walk out of this ballpark, Salem Football Stadium is maybe 100 feet away from here. Ball downstairs for ball two. Salem High School taking on Liberty Christian. It's the Spartans and the Bulldogs. 33 seconds left in the second quarter. Liberty Christian apparently just got a ESPN top 10 kind of play with a one-handed catch. Ball well outside. It's ball three to Romero. Should he walk, I wouldn't be surprised to either see Liam Carroll pull Butler from the ballgame or have Jason Blanton come out to have a quick conversation. Well hit, but lifted foul. Three runs on three hits, three errors for the Fredericksburg Nationals. Threes all over the place. On the other side, it's the story of fives. Five runs on five hits and one error for the Salem Red Sox. Top of the seventh inning here in Salem. Time called. Batter timeout taken by Max Romero. Half moon tonight, illuminated well over the right field wall. There's a well hit ball, hit towards second base. Simone will throw into Alcantara and rolls into left field. Out to receive it is Lionel James. Stopping at third is Leandro Emiliani, and the second error of the night for the Salem Red Sox will put two runners in scoring position. It looked like the potential to turn two. So reaching on the fielder's choice is Romero. He then advances on the E4. Two runners in scoring position for Gavin Dugas, who is 0 for 3 today. Reached on a fielder's choice and has struck out twice. Butler trying to get out of a jam. First pitch, 8 ball, well downstairs. 1-0 count, runners at second and third. The tying run for the Fred Nats now in scoring position with just one away. Ball comes inside and will hit Gavin Dugas in the ankle. Bases will go loaded. Connor Butler struggling here, and I'm a bit surprised we haven't seen anyone escape the dugout. Now here we go. Liam Carroll will come out to pull Connor Butler to some applause of the Salem faithful. Oh, hang on. We have a streaker on the field. Over in left field, there is somebody is just running around. A streaker on the field, fully clothed, so more so just a pitch invader. And will run the left field warning track. Still running around and will hop over into the Salem bullpen. And now here comes security to go reach him. He is in the Salem bullpen talking with some of the Salem players. Security is sprinting over to the left field dugout. First time we have seen this today. And the Salem players will come out and reach him. Security has him in his grasp. Wow. We had somebody rush the field here. The crowd will applaud as he's taken in. And that's the grounds crew making the play. I don't even know where he came in from, but he's being walked out arm in arm with the rest of the grounds crew. Luis Talavera will come in to do the pitching. Someone really rushed the field. I mean, come on, man. Now is in the hands of Salem police. Looks like a young kid, no older than 14. I mean, I'm just going to hold on to this for one quick second. To interrupt a great night at the ballpark, families are having fun, and you want to be an idiot and run around the field for 15 seconds of fame. Instead, you walk out with nothing but a misdemeanor charge, banned from the ballpark for life, and you embarrass yourselves in front of the entire city, which is at the ballpark tonight. I mean, get a hold of yourself. What a disgrace. Back to baseball here for John McHenry. First pitch, ball outside, high and away. Luis Talavera now taking on John McHenry. Called strike. And it's a 1-1 to McHenry. Sorry, I'm still a little heated from that. Bases are loaded full of Fred Nats. Dugas at first, Romero at second, Emiliani at third. The 1-1 delivery taken upstairs for ball two. Gavin Dugas got hit by a pitch prior to the pitching change. And now here comes the 2-1 to McHenry. A swing and a miss, strike two. John McHenry today is 0 for 1. He has walked twice and lined out to short. A swing and a shot towards short. Picked up. The throw will go on to second for one. There is no play except over at third, where the runner will be safe. A run scores on the RBI fielder's choice. McHenry reaches. Dugas is out at second on the play. Romero advances to third, and Emiliani comes in to score. And our new score is now Salem 5, Fredericksburg 4. Runners at the corners with two away for Armando Cruz. First pitch to Cruz. Swing and a foul ball, strike one. Hearing contact, the runner at first base and John McHenry took off but quickly retreated after seeing the trajectory of the ball. Delivery, ball downstairs, and it's a 1-1 count. Runners at the corners, 5-4. Fred Nats have pulled back within one with a run now in the fifth, sixth, and seventh innings. 1-1 delivery, a chopper foul. Ball and two strikes for Armando Cruz, who's 0 for 3 today. A pair of flyouts and a pop out to first. On the ropes against Talavera. The 1-2 swung on and missed into the glove of Ender Solira, and that ends the frame. The Red Nats can only get a run. It's now 5-4. Seventh inning stretch. Red Sox trying to add some insurance when we come back on MILB TV. Frank Salazar will lead us off here in the bottom of the seventh. Fred Nats have pulled within one run with a run in the top of the seventh. Now 5-4. Salazar will take a first pitch strike from Bubba Hall. Back out for his second inning of work. He pitched a perfect sixth inning, inducing three fly ball outs. Ground ball heading up to short, picked up by Armando Cruz. A throw onto first. A leaping Emiliani will grab it and bring it back down to earth. One gone as it will bring up Simone. He's 2 for 2 so far today. Came around to score in the fifth inning. Was stranded at second base back in the second inning. Won something that isn't getting a whole lot of credit for Salem so far today is they've only left two runners on base. First pitch upstairs. One ball, no strikes. The pitch goes upstairs for a called strike two. Simone, sneaky 2-for-2 today. Called strike. He's again singled in the second and in the fifth inning. Ball and two strikes. Hall sets, fires the 1-2, fouled off. Heading back over towards the first base side. One, two to Simone. Downstairs, taking ball two. Two balls, two strikes, bottom seven, one on, or one out, I should say, nobody on. 2-2, back up the middle, picked up by Dugas. Fired to Emiliani in time for the out. A 4-3 ground out matches the 6-3 ground out that led off the inning. Top of the first will bring up Albertson Asihen. By 4, our score, bottom 7, Salem in front of Fredericksburg, Albertson Asihen. The next batter to take on Bubba Hall, who's been perfect so far in this relief appearance. First pitch called strike down low. The 0-1, swing and a miss, strike 2. Well, for those who were interested in the Salem High School score, that game now in halftime. 0-2, called strike 3 on the outside part of the plate. Asihen will go down on strikes. First strikeout for Bubba Hall. By the way, a missed field goal for Liberty Christian ended the first half, tied at 14 for Salem High School. 5-4, Red Sox leading the Nationals here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Eighth inning is on tap. Don't go anywhere. We got an exciting finish this one, due up in Salem. We welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Top of the eighth inning as Fredericksburg has been coming back with a vengeance with runs in the fifth, sixth, and seventh. Now here in the eighth, Jonathan Thomas leads things off. Oh for two so far today. The speedy Thomas ranks third in the Carolina League in stolen bases. He took a first pitch ball. Second pitch of his at-bat, he pokes towards second base. Diving glove! And unable to come up with it is Claudio Simone on what will go down as a base hit. Fourth hit of the night for Fredericksburg. And now you have Jonathan Thomas, who's one of the fastest members of this Fredericksburg team, let alone Fredericksburg, of the Carolina League itself, aboard at first. brings up Elijah Nunez. Would not be shocked to see a stolen base attempt from Jonathan Thomas, although he has been out in his last three attempts. Runner goes, the throw down from Lira too high, and this time he is successful. Stolen base for Jonathan Thomas as he looks to capture second place in the Carolina League in stolen bases. We take a look at the rankings in the CL. That's Thomas's 50th of the season. He now pulls within five of Fayetteville's Lofton. The 0-1 to Nunez, poked foul. Out of play. No balls, two strikes, runner at second base. The delivery swung on and missed. Elijah Nunez will go down on strikes, and it's the second strikeout for Luis Talavera, who is in his second inning of work. Christian Vaquero, 0-3 today. Ground out, fly out, strikeout, and a walk. First delivery, a ball outside. Ball will go downstairs for Christian Vaquero. It's a 2-0 count. Luis Talavera takes off the hat and refits it. Tying run in scoring position for the Fred Nets with just one out in the inning. Top of the eighth. Talavera sets, looks back towards second. Now fires the 2-0, taken upstairs for a called strike. Last night our game ended at 9:29. It is currently 9:23. I'm not a math genius, but it would be pretty hard to end our game earlier than we did last night. High fly ball, left field, underneath it, Albert Feliz. Charges in and makes the catch. He will throw into third. A great throw by Albert Feliz, but not taken off was Thomas. Bit too smart to test the arm of Albert Feliz. So a fly out to left for Christian Vaquero. Two outs in the inning with a runner at second as it brings up Elijah Green. Green today, 0-2, was hit by a pitch and walked. First pitch, downstairs will miss to Elijah Green, a 1-0 count. We'll give an update from around the Carolina League and the Red Sox organization after the 1-0, which is ripped towards left field. It's in for a hit. Jonathan Thomas rounds third. Albert Feliz will throw home, but it's offline. The throw goes to second base where Green is sliding in, and he is out there. The run does score, however, so we are tied. That ends the inning. Fredericksburg has tied it at five as we head to the bottom of the eighth. Salem now is tasked with trying to reclaim the lead when we come back on MILB TV. Antonio Anderson will lead things off here in the bottom of the eighth. The designated hitter today is 1-for-3. Fredericksburg has scored in 4 consecutive innings. A run in the 5th, 6th, 7th, and here in the 8th to tie the game at 5. First pitch to Anderson, taken inside for a ball. Bubba Hall returns to the mound after 2 perfect innings in the 6th and 7th. 1 strikeout to speak of, a high pop of foul territory. Third baseman McHenry gives chase but will run out of real estate as this lands in the Roanoke Pavilion, Roanoke Times Pavilion. One ball, one strike. The pitch to Anderson, a swing and a miss, strike 2. Swing and a miss, strike 3. So Anderson goes down on strikes. Second strikeout for Bubba Hall, second one in a row with that, dating back to last inning when Ossie Henn struck out looking. Brings up Lionel James. He's popped out twice and struck out looking. A swing and a drive. That gets past the diving glove of Armando Cruz, and it's a one-out single for Lionel James. He gets his first hit of the night. Now 1-for-4 is James, and it brings up Lira. Runner at first. James just singled. Lira's 0-for-3 today with 3 flyouts. First pitch called a strike downstairs. Salem has now brought the go-ahead run aboard. Lira getting some words from encouragement from the Salem crowd. The 0-1 fouled off strike 2. Only time of the year where Salem Red Sox and the Salem High School Spartans football team are playing at the exact same time, maybe within 500 feet of each other. The 0-2 delivery, ball upstairs, and that's ball 1. Maybe even less. From field surface to field surface, you're probably looking at 300 feet, maybe? Both games are tied, ironically enough. The 1-2 to Lira comes inside. It skips away, and James will take scoring position at second base. Thought about 3, but pumps the brakes and retreats back. Runner now in scoring position is the go-ahead run for Salem. It's 5-5 between Fredericksburg and Salem here. Liberty Christian High School and Salem High School tied at 14 at Salem Football Stadium, 500 feet behind us. 2-2 delivery. High pop-up, shallow right field. Emiliani into foul territory. The first baseman makes the catch. Staying still is James at second base. As it now brings up Nathaniel Uten. Nathaniel Uten, 1-for-3 today, now looks to be the hero with a runner in scoring position and 2 outs. First pitch swinging, hit well towards center field, but Vaquero is underneath it, will camp underneath it and make the catch. Well, similar story to last night. We head to the 9th inning, all tied up. It's the Fredericksburg Nationals 5, the Salem Red Sox 5. Fredericksburg. We'll bring up Emiliani, Romero, and Dugas when we come back on MILB TV. Carmen Alcantara wins our John Deere in the Dirt Award today for a leaping grab behind the second base bag earlier tonight. Was a great play by Alcantara to get out John McHenry back in the fourth inning. As we welcome you back in here for the top of the ninth inning. Well, for the second straight night, we head to the ninth inning tied. We know how it ended yesterday. And that was with Salem walking it off on one of the wildest walk-offs you will ever see in your life. A drop third strike that caused a run to come in to score. Leandro Emiliani, who's been the player of the game for Fredericksburg, will lead things off here in the top of the ninth. Ball outside for ball one. A 1-0 delivery hit in the air towards center field. Underneath it is Nathaniel Uten, one gone here in the top of the ninth. Fred Natzer looking to avoid the same fate as last night when they got walked off by the Salem Sox. The first pitch taken outside, ball one. Foul ball hooks back 1-1. A let's go Sox chant is broken out. The 1-1 is swung on and missed. That makes it a 1-2 count to Max Romero Jr. A ball and two strikes to the Nationals catcher. Ground ball hooking over towards second, picked up by Simone. The flip onto first is in time. Two gone here in the top of the ninth. Two gone, nobody on as it brings up Gavin Dugas, who is 0 for 3 today. A pair of strikeouts looking, reached on a fielder's choice and was hit by a pitch. First pitch from Luis Talavera, swing and a miss for strike one. Talavera is in his second full inning of work. Came in for relief of Connor Butler back in the seventh. No balls and a strike. The pitch from Talavera taken downstairs for a ball. Swing and a miss, strike two. One-two delivery taken downstairs. Gavin Dugas goes even in the count. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, nobody on, top of the ninth. Red Sox trying to give themselves the best chance to win it in the bottom of the ninth. 2-2 delivery taken downstairs in the dirt, and the count goes full. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch from Talavera. Swing and a miss. Got him swinging. Dugas goes down on strikes for the third time tonight. Third strikeout for Luis Talavera. And for the second straight night, we go to the bottom of the ninth. Tied in Salem. 5-5 our score between the Red Sox and the Nationals. Bottom nine coming up. Alcantara, Feliz, and Salazar due up for the Red Sox. bottom of the ninth inning here in Salem. Red Sox trying to walk it off for the second consecutive night. Marvin Alcantara leads things off. Popped out, grounded out, and struck out today. He's 0 for 3. A swing and a grounder. That hook's foul. Strike one to Marvin Alcantara. Another Let's Go Sox chant is rained out. A called strike downstairs, and Alcantara is down in the count 0-2. A swing and a fly ball, hooking foul, well out of play. This lands into the Fredericksburg bullpen. No balls, two strikes, a delivery, a called strike three. New pitcher on the hill for the Fredericksburg Nationals as well. This is Moises Diaz. Brings up Albert Feliz, the big power hitter. We always mention it. He's been swinging a hot bat recently. Moises Diaz trying to shut things down. The first pitch to Feliz is in there for a called strike. Diaz pitched an inning, allowed two hits with a strikeout, but no runs to the Red Sox back on the 22nd. It was in the series opener. Wind is slightly blowing out to right field. The 0-1 delivery taken downstairs. Right-handed arm in Moises Diaz against the right-handed hitting Albert Feliz, who leads the team in home runs with 8. The 1-1 delivery to Feliz. He hits it high but foul. Taking a look at the Red Sox home run records. He's hit home runs 46, 47, 49, 50, and 52. Five of the last seven home runs the Red Sox have hit have been by Albert Feliz. The 1-2 to Big Al, taken downstairs, ball two. Two balls, two strikes, one out. The delivery is swung on and missed, and Feliz will go down on strikes. Back-to-back punch-outs for Moises Diaz, and with two outs, it brings up Gianfranc Salazar, who hit the home run all the way back in the second inning. It was a two-run home run that sparked Salem to an early lead. They have not given up the lead since that home run. Called strike downstairs. And if Salazar cannot reach, we will go to extra innings against the Frednats. He hits one high, deep towards left field, back at the track. Nunez looks up, it's off the wall. Salazar will head into second base. He's got a double. That was inches away from being a game-ending walk-off home run. Instead, it's a 353-foot double. Hit off the very top of the wall. And I think a few fans thought it was gone and celebrated and then realized it was only a double. Salazar has pumped some life into this crowd. The game-winning run is in scoring position for the 2-for-3, Claudio Simon. Red Sox can walk it off on back-to-back nights. Look back towards second. Wind up and fire to Simone. Called a strike. .227 batter is Simone, but on fire today, 2-for-3. Diaz looks back towards second. The pitch to Simone. Fouled off 0-2. Salem down to its final strike of the inning. We are tied at 5 in the bottom of the ninth. The game-winning run in scoring position on a double from John Frank Salazar that hit the very top of the wall. And 0-2 count. Diaz de Simon. Downstairs and outside. Ball one. It's a 1-2 now to Simon. Red Sox walked it off a night ago. Albert Zanasian scored. The 1-2 swung on and missed. We're going to extras. That ends things here in the ninth. John Frank Salazar thought he ended it with one swing of the bat. It just couldn't escape the Salem Monster in left field. 5-5 our score. We head to the 10th inning. Extras here in Salem when we come back on MILB TV. We got free baseball here in Salem as we head to extra innings. Top of the 10th inning, we'll see John McHenry, Armando Cruz, and Jonathan Thomas do up for Fredericksburg. Pinch runner coming in place of Gavin Dugas to start off the inning as well. Now running number 27, Jorge Luis Mota. Luis Talavera steps off the mound to look back at Mota. So Mota now the runner at second. A wind-up delivered by Talavera. It goes straight back to Talavera, who takes a look back at second before throwing it on to first. One gone here in the top of the 10th. But assume that Mota is going to play second where Dugas was. We're in a tie ball game for the second straight night, and oddly enough, right behind us at Salem Football Stadium, Salem High School in a tie game as well. 5-5 our score here. The pitch to Armando Cruz, called a strike downstairs. Luis Talavera is in his third full inning of work, and why not for the reliever? He has been lights out so far. It's allowed just one run to score for the Fred Nats. The 0-1 delivery taken downstairs. Count goes even, one ball and one strike. Runner at second base is Jorge Luis Mota, the pinch runner in place of Gavin Dugas, the extra inning runner. 1-1 to Cruz. Skips away from Lira all the way to the backstop. Lira finally notices before chasing it down. Mota will advance up to third base, on a wild pitch by Talavera. Could score the go-ahead run for Fredericksburg. When Salem comes up to bat in the bottom of the 10th, the extra inning runner will be Claudio Simon, who definitely has some speed on the base paths. Two-one fouled off, strike two. available for Salem is Justinson Garcia as a pinch hitter or pinch runner, but wouldn't want to use him unless you need him. It's supposed to be his day off today, but he's been swinging a hot bat so far. Neither Garcia brother is in the lineup tonight. 2-2 delivery. A swing and a ground ball to second. Picked up by Simone. The play at the plate. Tag made. He is out. Jorge Luis Mota upset with himself and screams at the home plate umpire in Michael Corbett. Just in frustration, Armando Cruz will reach on the fielder's choice as Mota is out heading home. A great throw from Claudio Simone. Brings up Jonathan Thomas, who's 1-for-3 today. Now the go-ahead run for Fredericksburg. It's all the way over at first. First pitch downstairs taken by Jonathan Thomas for ball one. Carolina League has had some interesting results so far tonight. This could be another. 1-0 ball outside for ball two. Should Salem win, it would even up the series at two games apiece heading into the weekend. Fredericksburg wins, they would clinch at least a series split. 2-0. Weak hit ground ball to third. Picked up by James. The play at first is in time, and Salem gets through the top of the 10th without allowing a run. 5-3 ground out to Jonathan Thomas. Ends the frame. No runs, no hits, no errors. A runner left on base for Fredericksburg. Bottom of the 10th and another chance to walk it off when we come back. Simone at second base. Ossie Henn, Anderson, and James two up for Salem. Bottom of the 10th inning here from Salem Memorial Ballpark. We're tied at 5. Salem needs to score Claudio Simone from second base to walk things off. And the first batter is Albertson Ossie Henn. 0-for-4 today, but due for a base hit. Moises Diaz still on the hill. Couple defensive changes for Fredericksburg. We'll see John McHenry move from third to second base. Jorge Luis Mota takes over at third. First pitch to Claudio Simone, to Albertson Ossie Henn, a called strike downstairs. The 317 batter in Ossie Henn. He's 0-for-4 today, some would say due for a hit. 0-for-1, 0-1 fouled off. A loud Let's Go Red Sox chant ringing out. Two count. Nobody out. The pitch to Ossie Henn is hit towards right field. Playable for Thomas. who reaches up and makes the catch. Tagging up and heading for third is Simo, and he slides in too far over the bag and is tagged out. Now nobody aboard. And after the Frednats came up empty in the top of the 10th, I think the thinking was, let's just be aggressive. We've got nothing to lose. Now the bases are empty with two outs for Antonio Anderson, the designated hitter, and you're kind of taking the bat out of his hands here. You could have still had a runner in scoring position. If Anderson singles into the outfield, that ends it. First pitch swinging for strike one. But instead, nobody on, and you're forcing Anderson to start to manufacture something for Lionel James unless Anderson hits it out. Swing and a miss, strike two. No balls, two strikes. The pitch to Anderson, he swings and misses. That ends the 10th. Strikeout number four for Moises Diaz as we head to the 11th inning here in Salem. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base for Salem. Inning 11 up next on MILB TV. Welcome you back here to Salem, and a bit of a shocking move and a call to the bullpen. We'll see Albert Feliz come on to the hill to pitch for the Red Sox. I had to do a double take. I saw the 19 on the mound. I could not believe it. He has pitched twice, both at the FCL level. Pitch an inning and two-thirds combined, allowing a hit. That hit was a home run. Has a 5.40 ERA in his time as a pitcher in his professional career. He'll have to take on Elijah Nunez, Christian Vaquero, and Elijah Green this inning. First time the Red Sox have had a position player pitch. We'll see what Albert Feliz can put up. Runner at second base is Jonathan Thomas. First pitch taken upstairs, a 90-mile-per-hour fastball. Impressive from Feliz. A couple defensive substitutions as well we'll let you know about in a second when we get them. The pitch to Nunez. Runner goes on a wild pitch. Runner slides into third. And Jonathan Thomas, he'll get the stolen base. Slightly gets away yet again. And time is called. Runner at third now in Thomas. He gets credit for the stolen base. It's his 51st on the season. So Albert Feliz got put into the game to pitch. There is a new left fielder. Can't tell who it is as of right now. It's a 2-0 to Nunez. Pitch from Feliz is upstairs for ball three. So he's got the power, he's got the velocity, 89-mile-per-hour fastball, but has yet to throw a strike to Elijah Nunez. The 3-0 is finally into the zone, a called strike, high and tight to the left-handed hitting Nunez. Right-handed pitcher is Albert Feliz. The 3-1 delivery taken downstairs, ball four, and it puts runners at the corners for the Frednats. Christian Vaquero, 0 for 4 today with a walk, is the next batter. Minutes away from the 10 o'clock hour. Red Sox have played in one 11-inning game this season. First pitch upstairs, a ball to Christian Vaquero, 89-mile-per-hour fastball. Fredericksburg has played in a couple 11-inning games. Here's the 1-0 delivery. Runner goes. Lira elects not to throw, and it's stolen base for Elijah Nunez. Runners at second and third. Most notably for Fredericksburg, played 11 innings against Lynchburg on the 28th. That was a 10-9 win. Both teams have won their only game that has reached 11 innings. Two balls and no strikes to Christian Vaquero. On the way, called strike upstairs in the zone. Only fastballs for Albert Feliz. Three-one delivery taken upstairs. That's ball four. So Feliz has now walked the bases loaded. Brings up Elijah Green, bases loaded, nobody out here in the top of the 11th. Again, struggling to find out who the defensive changes have been. It's the first pitch, a called strike for strike one. It's hard to tell who's in left field right now, which is where Albert Feliz was playing. The delivery, ground ball heading up to second base, struggling with this Simone. He'll fire onto first for the one out. A 4-3 ground out for Elijah Green. Christian Vaquero advances to second base. Nunez gets to third. Jonathan Thomas comes in to score. So the Fred Nats have taken a 6-5 lead here in the top of the 11th. Pitch to Leandro Emiliani. He blasts one towards left field, but it's playable for Albert Senasi-Hen. A runner comes home. The throw from Senasi-Hen is a bullet. And no, he dropped the ball. Safe at home is Elijah Nunez. He had him gunned, but Lira dropped the ball. Another run scores for Fredericksburg. It's now 7-5. Emiliani is out on the flyout. Nunez comes in to score on what will be ruled a sac fly. So that was Yostinson Garcia who made the throw from right field. And now time called as Albert Senasi-Hen, who was the left fielder, is now jogging in from left field. Time is called. Not really sure why Senasi-Hen sprinted in, but now he's retreating back. Max Romero Jr., the next batter, he bats with just a runner at third base. First pitch missing outside. So Antonio Anderson leaves the game as the designated hitter. Swing and a miss, strike one. Garcia is now in right field. Senasi-Hen is in left. The 1-1 delivery, ground ball to short, picked up by Alcantara. The throw onto Salazar is in time. And Salem will escape with only allowing a couple of runs here in the top of the 10th with Albert Feliz pitching. 6-3 ground out ends it. Salem now has some work to do, down by two here in the 11th inning. Lionel James leads things off here in the bottom of the 11th. Red Sox trail by 2-7-5. Yostinson Garcia, the right fielder, the extra inning runner, came in defensively for Antonio Anderson. He is now the extra inning runner. Lionel James leads the inning off. First pitch downstairs for a ball. The pitcher, Albert Feliz, is five batters away. We have not seen a pitcher hit here in Salem yet, an active pitcher hit as of yet. 1-0 delivery taken upstairs for a called strike. One ball, one strike to James. On the way upstairs, ball two. By the way, new pitcher in, Jared Simpson, the left-handed arm. Simpson pitched a couple of days ago against these Red Sox. Trying to get the winning decision here, the save, I should say. The 2-1 delivery is hit towards right field. It drops in for a base hit. Rounding second and coming home is Garcia. The throw is offline. It's an RBI single for Lionel James. Red Sox back within a run. RBI single by James scores Garcia from second. It's now 7-6 Red Sox. James gets his second base hit of the day. Garcia comes in to score, and this game not over yet. Anderson Lira, 0-for-4 today, fouled out to first base. Other than that, three flyouts. Seven to five, Fredericksburg leads here in the bottom of the 11th. Anderson Lira now bats. Jared Simpson in his last game against the Salem Red Sox a couple of days ago got the whole pitch, two-thirds of an inning, allowed a hit, a walk, and a strikeout, but no runs. He's now allowed one run unearned. Simpson looks in, first pitch to Lira, taken for a ball outside. Nathaniel Uten stands on deck. Count. Jared Simpson on the hill, the lefty. 1-0 is fouled off, strike one. Salem has all three outs to work with, need to score one run to keep the ball game alive. It's the Fredericksburg Nationals 7, the Salem Red Sox 6. One one to Lira. Pickoff back to first to check on James. Bottom of the 11th here in Salem. Game now at 10:07, officially a three-hour ball game. Two-one, hit towards right field, diving glove of McHenry, can't get there. James pulls into second. Lira has a base hit for himself. Back-to-back singles for the Red Sox. Puts the tying run in scoring position and the game-winning run aboard. We have some late-game dramatics in this one. I mean, we thought we had a crazy game last night. A walk-off drop third strike. This game might just be crazier. It's the ninth hit of the night for Salem. Neither team has gone 12 innings this season. Lira at first, James at second, Nathaniel Uten 1-for-4 today, the batter, a 188 batter on the single-A season. First pitch, right down Main Street, called strike one to Uten. Marvin Alcantara stands on deck, the pitcher, Albert Feliz, in the hole. Time called. Uten takes the timeout. And boy, oh boy, are the heart rates high again. Oh, one count. Pitch from Simpson. Fouled off, strike two. No balls, two strikes. Bottom of the 11th inning. It's the Nationals 7, the Red Sox 6. First time we've seen 11 here in Salem. Red Sox have had an 11-inning game on the road at Myrtle Beach. They won. 0-2 to Uten. Too far upstairs, ball one. First ball of the at-bat. A ball and two strikes, nobody out. Worst case scenario here would be a double or, God forbid, a triple play. Nobody out, bottom 11. Runners at first and second. The 1-2 delivery called strike three. A very odd strike three call from Michael Corbett, admittedly, but it is a strike three call nonetheless. And it brings up Marvin Alcantara. Now, Stinson Garcia came in as the extra inning runner, scored on a Lionel James RBI single. He was then advanced to second on a Lira single. One out here for Marvin Alcantara, tying run at second base. First pitch, downstairs, called a strike, however. According to our automatic strike zone, barely clipping the zone, 50-50 call. Went the way of the Nationals. Feliz stands on deck. He'll get a chance barring a double play or Alcantara ending it. No balls on a strike. The delivery swung on and missed strike two. Jared Simpson, the left-hander, allowed two base hits back-to-back, then struck out Uten and is now looking for back-to-back Ks to put the pressure on the pitcher, Albert Feliz. Marvin chance breakout here from Salem Memorial. 3 seconds to pitch. Simpson fires a ball downstairs. 1-2. A ball and two strikes. Two runners aboard here in the bottom of the 11th. Large crowd still on hand. Marvin chance ring out again. The 1-2 from Simpson. Swung on and missed strike three. Salem is down to its final out. After back-to-back singles allowed by Jared Simpson, he has settled in and has struck out two in a row. And it brings up who else but the man who could help his own cause as a pitcher. Albert Feliz, who started off as the left fielder tonight. A P now showing on the video board that shows P for pitcher. Albert Feliz has a chance to be the hero with two outs. First pitch swing and he was looking for the fences. Comes up empty, strike one. Bottom of the 11th inning. 7-6 our score. Salem has the tying run at second. Go-ahead run at first. Game-winning run at first. Simpson, the left-handed arm. 0-1 to Feliz. Swing and a miss, strike two. Salem is now down to its final strike. Fredericksburg battled back, took the lead. Now here in the bottom of the 11th. Drama here in Salem, down to their final strike. Simpson looks to end it against the pitcher, Feliz. The 0-2 time called. At the very last second, a pitch clock violation was assessed to Jared Simpson. It's a ball and two strikes. Puts a ball to Feliz that doesn't do much for our situation here. 237 batter, Feliz is 0-3 today. First time we've had a pitcher bat here this season. Or a current pitcher. Here comes the 1-2. Fouled off, will do it again. A lot of fans got excited here in the pop off the bat, then watched it tail foul down the right side. Feliz, starting as the left fielder, came at the first Salem position player to pitch this year. And now is a chance to give himself a win in the books. Simpson, the 1-2 to Feliz. Swung on and missed, and that ends it. Albert Feliz strikes out to end the ball game, and after back-to-back singles to start the bottom of the 11th inning, that ends it. Final score, the Fredericksburg Nationals, the Salem Red Sox, 6-3 straight strikeouts by Jared Simpson. End of the ball game as Feliz strikes out. Three strikeouts in the inning, one run scores on two base hits. No errors, two runners left on base, the tying and winning runs. Fredericksburg Nationals will win 7-6 here in 11 innings. Well, we'll see you again tomorrow night, 6:05 first pitch. I will be absent. Giovanni Heater will be with you on the call. He does a great job. As always, he'll be back with you tomorrow night. 7-6, our final score tonight from Salem, Virginia in 11 innings, a heartbreaker for the Red Sox. We do it all again tomorrow, 6:05 first pitch, 5:50 our pregame show. Until then, I'm Tyler Katz saying so long from Salem Memorial Ballpark for the entire crew in the room to our right, including our video production manager, Stephen Langdon, saying so long from Salem, Virginia. Or one more time, your final score, the Fredericksburg Nationals 7, the Salem Red Sox 6 in 11 innings. So long from Salem, and we'll see you again tomorrow night.